the narrow road and the wide road. One road was wide. It was covered with pretty stones and went down into the valley. Everyone was attracted to it. Although Johnny couldn't see the end of the road, it seemed to him that there was a little town in the distance. He looked in that direction and saw that a lot of the animals who had been complaining and crying were on that road. Then he understood why they were out of sight. They had chosen the easier road and maybe even believed that it was a shortcut. In the distance, he also recognised one spoilt boy who was constantly trying to get his own way by whinging to his parents. "Oh, that is really bad behaviour. Surely Jesus doesn't like it," thought Johnny. Then he looked at the second path. It seemed just to be for heroes. It was narrow, curvy, and overgrown with weeds. Probably no one had walked on it for a long time. It went sharply uphill, as if to the highest heavens, and looked quite dangerous. Johnny hesitated. He couldn't decide. He began to remember how once a boy was saying nasty things, and all the other children copied him and said it too. They didn't even know why. They just repeated him like parrots. Then the teacher scolded them. Even now it was similar. It seemed like none of them had a mind of their own and were obsessed with the wide road, aimed at their own comfort, their toys, their sweets, their own interests and fun. What a difference compared to Jesus, who helped others and didn't tend to his own comfort. He healed those who were sick. He divided the bread between those who were hungry. And he himself spoke about the wide and narrowed roads. What about the animals? Johnny remembered very well how frightened they were when they had heard of the dragon. They were expecting him to help them. He hesitated because it occurred to him that the little town down at the end of the wide road might be the one where he had lived with Mummy and Daddy. He wanted just then to snuggle with Mummy and to fling himself into Daddy's arms. But Jesus had said in the dream that he must first kill the dragon and then he would find the road home. If he gave up now, the fox might start making up lies again, and he would surely disappoint the owl who had begun to pray regularly. His feet wanted to step onto the wide road, but his heart commanded him to choose the narrow one. Finally, he listened to the voice in his heart. With his remaining strength, he put himself on the narrow road and climbed the steep hill. A nice surprise was waiting for him there. A crystal clear lake spread in front of him. On the shore stood an angel. It was the same one he saw in his dream and who later appeared at the station and had given him his ticket to the train to the promised land. The angel picked Johnny up, stroked him gently, rocked him, and when he touched Johnny's tired and hurting feet, they were suddenly healed. This time, the angel wasn't angry at all. He just smiled at him. "You have done excellently so far," he encouraged him. "Only one more task awaits you, then you will face the dragon." "Tell me, what is your name?" Johnny asked quickly before the angel disappeared. "I am the angel Gabriel, and the Lord Jesus sends me to those who have clean hearts. I help them, and my greatest joy is when I see that they remain faithful to God."